Yo, what's going on, y'all? We back again once again with another episode of the Realm Breakers Podcast. And y'all already know, I'm gonna go ahead and let the lovely people introduce themselves. Y'all go ahead, y'all introduce yourselves there.
Yeah, guess who's Bazak? It's your boy. Y'all missed me last week. Y'all ain't fucking missed me. Y'all niggas don't like me. But anyway, what's good? It's your boy Spiky Fox, aka Mr. Ron Wilson. Celebrity bus driver. I got my wheels fixed and I can move across the galaxy. What's good?
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Lady Harry. Hey, always here to make your day and put a smile on your face. And today, I'm going to make it a big one. But, y'all, don't mind me. I'm fighting with these galaxies that's stuffing up my indigestion. So, keep up with me.
She all right, y'all. She just high fuck. But, you know.
Lady A, would you also like to make an announcement?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that for the end, but, yep. I'll go ahead and start it off and rip the band-aid off. So, y'all, these galaxies are demanding a lot of me. You feel me? Guess I'm like, you know, to be the woman of the galaxy, to be like the mother nature of the universe. And it's been calling me to go take an adventure and explore so that I can rebuild a new universe. So, y'all, go see me for a minute. I know. It's all right. Get your tissues. You'll be all right. But I'll be back. I'll be back bigger, badder than ever. I ain't even gonna tell you when, cause shoot, these ain't told you when, so why would I tell you? So yeah.
Shit.
Well, I feel like I just opened like all seven of my chocolates. My God damn, it's like I'm on top of a mountain, broad daylight, meditate with my shirt off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just.
You had to head in with your shirt off.
Right.
That's the best way to meditate.
Yeah, I agree. Sun, you got all your pores and your chakras out and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All that in the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. It's just sun going like, bitch, let's go.
But yeah. But yeah, y'all. Late they gonna be leaving us for a while, but we will miss her. Remember, I need everybody to understand this shit. Real life takes priority over this, okay? Like, real life takes priority over this. You have got to focus on yourselves. Like, real talk. Like, don't get us wrong. Yes, it's fun to do this. But when life get in the way, you need to put this shit on hold. It will always be here. You just got to put this shit on hold until you're ready to, like, you know, start attacking these realms again. But, of course, let me go ahead and putting all the spiel, our social media garbage in the description below and things of that nature. You know, check us out. Check all of us out. Check all of our social media shits, whatever. And of course, if you like this video, watch another one. If you watch this on YouTube, like, comment, share, subscribe, do all that good shit. Seriously. Share this bitch. What?
There are no neck breaking this time?
No neck breaking this time. Share this bitch, man.
Damn, man. Okay, I'm looking forward to the whiplash.
What the fuck? That shit sound powerful.
It is.
Oh yeah, most definitely. But anyway, y'all already know how we're going to do it. We're going to start it off with Ron Wilson, random question of the week.
All right, you sloppy hoes. Not y'all. But
clean,
hey. Oh, I feel you about the aftercare, my nigga. My nigga, yeah, my nigga. I love you anyway. Anyway, how y'all? Okay, this is gonna be kind of a serious one, but it's long over. But we still feel some effects of it. We got you know stuff going on. But how do y'all feel? Since the panorama happened. Mm-hmm. People are crazy as fuck. For real. Mm-hmm. So, if the panorama never happened, how different y'all think things would be?
If you want my honest opinion, nothing would change. The only thing that would change is the fact that we got to be 6 feet away from each other. And, you know, we can't be in crowded, you know, can't be in crowded areas and all bullshit. But if you want my honest opinion, if COVID never happened, like real talk, if COVID never happened, nothing would change.
I feel like it has some psychological effects on people. Like
a lot of people won't be sex starved. They won't be touched to pray. They won't take any acts of kindness thinking we want them.
Are you speaking from a place of hurt right now?
I'm not speaking from a place of hurt. I'll just be a dead ass idiot. Are you like, speaking bro, from a place of experience? For some reason or another, after this damn panorama Panera Bread, apparently everybody just want to be loved. They just want a hug. Like,
nah, real though.
Like dead ass. Everybody want to be loved. They want a hug. They just touch me, please. Like,
because think about this. They thought that, because I mean, there was a lot of there was a lot of COVID babies and stuff like that, and people. But then it wasn't as big as everybody thought it was going to be. Like everybody.
No, it wasn't. Everybody thought it was just going to brush over, kind of like when Obama was in office and that, what was it called? I forgot what it was called.
The recession.
That whatever disease that, you know, people was, you know.
Ebola?
Was it Ebola? Yeah. See? Yeah. They thought it was going to be something like that.
Ebola? Yeah. I'm trying to make sure that I'm talking about the right shit, man.
Yeah. Because it kind of just blew over. Everybody was talking shit for a minute and it blew over. But the pandemic, it changed everything psychologically. It changed the way of the workforce. It opened a lot of people's minds and concepts to the way of the job force, which is why a lot of people is doing this online shit more.
Working from home.
Yes. And then it also created a new, it opened up a concept to business owners, which is why AI is busting crazy right now. Is because they realize that they can no longer depend on the people, just like the people realize that they can no longer depend on the job force. And then as far as psychological, we have more kids needing therapy, psychology, and everything else from elementaries versus middle schools and high schools now, to the where as someone who works in the galactic of the school, they are now trying to create certain type of therapies and stuff of that nature that are something for kids, like in a course, like to keep up with the fact that there is a desperate need for psychological help for children.
Especially, so hit that shit, lady.
Yes, hell yeah, my nigga. Especially since like a lot of the like the pandemic went on for what, 3 years, and really didn't technically
Technically the pandemic hasn't ended. It's just that people just said fuck it.
Yes. Pandemic honestly has never ended, because the pandemic is nothing but a glorified flu. Let's be real.
That's it.
And think about it is
like COVID just became like
the new cold.
It just became like the new flu now. Because think about it is the same thing kind of happened with the flu. Like the flu was like busting out here, doing all that shit, and science came along, and now we figured out how to, you know, not like flat out stop it, but we all got treatments and all
that. So-called control it. That's the only thing that it was. But it also pushed out this new vaccine narrative that people are going crazy over as well.
Yeah.
So
I got my shot. It was required. I had
exactly it. Because that's the thing. The flu was never required. This was the first one that everybody, and I do mean everybody, made that to where it was a requirement. But what pissed me off is y'all made it to where every job, every place was a requirement. You couldn't get a plane ticket. You couldn't get nothing without it. Then all of a sudden, all those restrictions just lifted.
Yes, bro. Like, that shit is sad.
That shit pissed me off.
Yeah, especially since, like, because I traveled in the heat of COVID. I went from Georgia all the way to goddamn New York City. And I had to, there was so many restrictions and all kind of, this is my first time flying. Okay. I was there by my goddamn self. So getting on the plane, dog, like it was everything. Like I had to wear, like I had no problem wearing a mask. Hey, what's ironic is I bought like a shit ton of masks. Before COVID even was a thing, before niggas was talking about
before it, a mask went from 99 cents to $10. I'm listening.
I bought like a bunch of like anime themed like freaking masks that have like cool mouths and stuff on them. I just bought them because they look cool. But then I'm like, oh shit, I got 9 of these motherfuckers and they look cool and they're comfortable. Like masks just got so mask just got. I'm like, God damn, man. I'm holding this shit like this all the time. I got mm-hmm. this shit on. And then I had to, I couldn't wear the freaking regular ones because they were just uncomfortable as fuck. Especially if you got facial hair. That shit stick. You got to pull it. It pull your hair mm-hmm. out sometimes. It was uncomfortable as fuck. And it was ugly.
I will say this though. You got creative as fuck with masks. Because the day I saw a nigga came to the motherfucking Walmart with thong on his face, you was creative.
Fuck a thong. Crown Royal bag.
That too.
Crown Royal?
Heck yeah. I still got my Crown Royal bag.
You was there. You was there. It was me. No, you was there. You, wait, I don't know if you was there. Maybe you wasn't. But no, nah, I think me.
I remember that.
You, no, I think it was me, Q, and Mel before everything shut down. That was when everybody was like, oh, no, nah, wear a mask. We saw a motherfucker in there it was a lady, an old lady with a Crown Royal bag over her face and used it as a mask. I was like, bro, it's time.
Motherfuckers don't understand the concept of what a mask is supposed to do, shouty. That just proves
the only concept they understood was your face had to be covered.
That just proves you an alcoholic.
That too.
You're like, fuck it. Crown Royal. I'm be crazy. What the fuck happened? Well, all right, dog.
Man. But
I do feel like COVID kind of fucked up people psychologically because a lot of people are like people were mean at first, but right now, like no one is like a lot of people are very, very fucking mean and very like no one has like any type of like a lot of basic nice human things that we just like that you just born with. Like a lot of motherfuckers don't have that no more.
I mean, you have to think everybody was trapped with themselves became their true selves when everything came out.
I'm gonna say this right now. If the pandemic never happened, and I don't care what nobody say, you quote me, whatever, TikTok wouldn't be as big as it is now.
Facts.
Yeah.
We might be still struggling with musically.
Mm-hmm. Shit, a lot of apps will not like cause.
No. TikTok benefited off of TikTok benefited off of the pandemic.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for the pandemic, TikTok would have never got banned.
It turned a lot of people into like just regular freaking like because people felt like I can't go talk to nobody. I'm tired of talking. Motherfuckers I already know. So you know what? I'm just get on the clock app. Well, I'm going to get on YouTube. I'm going to get on somewhere else where I can like talk to people and actually have conversations and have feedback from people.
Because
I can't go no goddamn well.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I made my TikTok during the pandemic. I made my TikTok out of sheer boredom. Not because I was bored with people. I was just like, let me make this damn thing and see what the big fuss is about it. It still ain't shit, honestly. I'm just be real.
It's honestly going downhill to me.
Again, like shit. Like, yes, it is.
As someone who's been with TikTok since Musical.ly, it's going downhill.
Because the app that turned into a lot. I hear a lot of people say this at the same time too. A lot of people feel like TikTok ain't fun no more.
I hear that.
Too many people doing it.
A lot of people get on TikTok and just spread, like, we see all the negativity and shit that's on TikTok. We see all these people talking about the shit.
It ain't even news. That depends on your TikTok. It's so much
of like an abundance of it. And like so many people have left other apps and came to TikTok and it's so much like it's a lot of negativity and a lot of people putting stuff on TikTok that ain't supposed to be there, but that's a given because
that's any app.
Yeah, cause it's anything because I don't care what new app come out, somebody gonna be showing some butt. So
of course. They gotta make their money. They gotta show their OF.
But I feel like OF. I feel like OF wouldn't be all popping. I mean, it was already popping.
It was more niche. Right. I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop you right there. Nah, OF was gonna blow up the same way it did, even if there wasn't a pandemic. And the reason why I say that is because the number one rule when it comes to internet sex sells.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. And then a lot of people, you tell people you do OF, they automatically assume
you doing some sexy stuff. He's like, nah, man, because OF wasn't originally made for that.
That's what they did for that's how they interpreted Camille Winbush. For those of y'all who don't know who Camille Winbush is, she played the older daughter in the Bernie Mac show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think her name was like Vanessa in the
Yeah.
Yeah, her. She has one, but she does not do sexual content. Yeah, she has one, but she does not do sexual content. Like she literally said, yes, I have one, but I don't do sexual content for that. That's not what this is just made for. But yeah, I also agree that if not for the pandemic, yes, OnlyFans would have grew, but it wouldn't be known for a specific thing if not for the pandemic, because it's a lot of people whose eyes were on the internet during that time.
And a lot of people was like, man, listen, I'm horny all the time. All right. I might as well just get on here and show people and do that and make money off of it. Like so many people was just like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. Like it created a lot of content creators, good and bad. Like it created a lot of people. Like
especially the cosplayer world.
Yeah, especially for like yoga people and goddamn like meditate, like spiritual people and stuff like that. Like it let them really expand their creativity, because now I can't go nowhere. I like doing this. I'm gonna do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I feel like it did kind of mess up a lot of people psychologically, because so many people had so much in them that they wanted to say to people, but they couldn't go outside and say it. So
I wasn't gonna say it anyway.
Hey, man, a lot more
fuckers. No, I don't want to hear that shit. Nope. I don't want to hear that shit.
I got a bunch of anger and a bunch of shit that I see in my mind already fucked up. So let me get online and just do that. Like, but I feel like if the pandemic never happened, though, let's say COVID happened, but they killed that shit before it got really fucking bad.
Hmm.
And the life just still kind of went on, but we still got some COVID protocols, like, you know, some things. But not as extreme as what we had before. I feel like we would still have a lot of negative stuff that was going on, but I still feel like it wouldn't be as bad as it is now, because a lot of people are evil. And I mean, like, really fucking evil. And I feel like...
Well, and then you have to also think that, you know, it wiped out a nice piece of this population.
Yeah.
All the older people that was nice and still, you know, keeping a lot of us in line and shit. The Madeas and all them.
The Madea, Granddaddy George, Big Daddies, all of them, they gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like the pandemic really fucked up a lot of people in here. With some majority of people, they walk outside and take the internet with them. Like they don't. It's like the internet is their real life, and
it's
real life
fucked
is,
up out here.
And real life is a dream.
Exactly.
To where people cannot just sit and not be on their phone. They gotta be. They got to. They can't.
Yeah, but that's technology, in all honesty and fairness. Because here's the thing, and this is just me being real with it. The last generation to truly go outside was us.
Yep.
The last generation to truly, I'm not saying all kids don't go outside no more, but the last generation to truly want to go outside and do actual extracurricular activities was us.
Mm-hmm.
Like real talk, like after millennials, then nobody really go outside no more, because that was the rise of technology, video games, computers, mm-hmm. cell phones, tablets, computers, all the other stuff that was the rise of that.
What technology did, because a lot of, as a parent, we are not to, I tend to use this excuse as well, things are not as safe as they used to be. And it's not even the fact that things are not as safe as they used to be. It's the fact that we actually see everything that's been happening.
That part right there. Because remember...
Yeah, everything went thrown out there like that.
Because remember, the 70s and the 80s was serial killer central.
Yes.
We just wasn't around.
We couldn't catch them.
Right,
that time,
right.
They just couldn't catch them.
Right.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes the only way you could fit, only way you knew, only way if you knew was a motherfucker out here killing people is it was on the goddamn news and radio.
That's it. That's it. But on the internet, you literally got people showing videos of this shit happening. You literally got people showing proof. You got people exposing people out here. Like,
yeah, pretty much
like,
people real, telling what you about to do before you do it and get you step by step. And you,
this little girl right here, I have an alarm that goes off at every day at 7 o'clock. And my phone literally tells me the news. Only one time it was good. The last time, every time my alarm go off, my AI voice, it tells me it in this somber, like, you know, in the morning kind of guitar music with this voice just like, yeah, you know, like this happened in Saudi Arabia and like, and it's always death. It's always.
Oh, that's another thing. It opened up our eyes to the outside world.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It made us do more research to do shit.
Also got us to like learn things. Like so many people know how to code now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. It also made people get fit. Like people's like, I can't go to the gym. Shit.
We work out at home.
Yeah, a home gym in this bitch. I'm gonna take my guest bedroom that ain't nobody in, and I'm gonna just turn that into a small gym where I can.
Honestly, technology has made it worse to where we're killing ourselves even more because even the homes are more toxic. Because although we have filtration and everything to keep us breathing up in this bitch, we are breathing out the air that kills us, and it's not enough that we breathe in that actually helps us.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that we're always in the house, so technology has been more harm than help to us. And let's not don't even get me. Even don't get me started with the frequencies and the radiations and the fact that your phone right now is pinging literally like 10 times a second, if not hundreds of times a second. So, blessing and a curse.
Hey, that's why I turn this shit off sometimes. That's why I log out of everything. I don't got to open my phone and see like 45 notifications and all this other stuff. I'm like, nah. That's why I take breaks off this shit. That's why I do go outside sometimes. Sometimes I don't even go nowhere. I just sit on the porch and just listen to music.
Same here. I used to do that too. I used to just go sit on the porch and listen to music. Shoot, my lives were dedicated to that for a minute. But we done talked about what would happen with the pandemic going on all 20 some minutes.
We ain't even getting to the first JoJo yet. Yeah, man. But we gonna go ahead. Hold on. Wait. Shit. Hold on. I gotta turn this back on. I was just talking shit about her ass, but now I gotta need her.
I still need to go ahead and do my little weekly segment thing.
All right, y'all. We gonna move on to the Don, the boss.
All right, y'all. So I'm sorry for the past few weeks. I ain't give y'all three little random nerd facts, yada yada yada, whatever. But I got three now, and two of them are based on Disney, and the last one's like what? But anywho, so the first one, the first fun fact: the real life voice actors of Mickey and Minnie got married in real life until the original voice actor of Mickey died in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's sad.
Beautiful though.
The speed of a mouse, you know, this little gadget right here, is measured in Mickey's.
Wait, what? The speed of
a mouse. This little guy right here is measured in Mickey's.
Your man. Every time you go, it goes, oh, and it just keeps going. And the more you do it, you talk here, like, oh God,
turn this off. Okay, so the last one. The national animal of Scotland is the unicorn.
I mean, it is always drunk.
That's fucked. Ah. Hey, sorry, we ain't talking drunk for wine or liquor. Mm-mm. We talking about
them some drinkers.
I
think you got to be 13 to be able to drink down there. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna give me a 40 after I leave school. Hey. That shit.
Let me see your school ID. Like, yeah.
But yeah, those were three random facts with your boy GT. Now we can go ahead and move on to the next thing.
Alright, Lady Yay, what beautiful glazing, glistening, sexy people you finna show us today.
Shit. All right, y'all.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
You know, I've been telling y'all we're going to move the testosterone, but we're bringing the testosterone back because, you know.
Oh, shit.
We gonna talk about some hotties, animated hotties though, okay?
Yeah,
animated hotties, because, like, real shit, animated hotties, because anime has their own little, you know, whatever, but I told y'all, I want y'all to think back to that first anime hottie, back when you was still eating cereal out the bowl wrapped up in your blanket watching Saturday night cartoons, back to them ages, to where that hottie made you realize, yeah, this is what I like. Okay, and since last week I didn't give you nobody, we just gonna go straight into it. All right, we're gonna start off with number three with me. My number three is Nani from Lilo and Stitch. Okay. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Bad bitch, bad bitch. Bad bitch. W.
Thick arms. Ooh, that thick arms. That thick arms. I wish you would have stayed a lifesaver, because baby, you could save me. Understand something.
That part, boy.
And ooh. Then you was a hardworking one. She stayed trying to find a job, taking care of us. That mindset was me.
Hey, she was athletic too, because she ran home. Hey. It boots.
Facts. Okay. Then we're going to go on to number two. As you probably going to tell, I like them thick. Yeah. Miss Incredible? Huh.
Oh, Helen Paul.
Miss Incredible. She can stretch, but them curves stretch in all the right places. Let's be real. But I'm going to go ahead and speed past her, because number one is the one that made me realize that, you know what? Maybe the kitty tastes good. Because, baby, Shell from El Dorado?
Well, she everywhere. It's motherfuckers that don't even know where she's from.
Man.
She got famous.
Real shit. Because
she's from a movie that was made to spite Disney. These motherfuckers don't even know where she's from. They just see this fine Aztec woman.
Thanks. And they don't know where she's from. And when women cosplay her, oh my goodness. Especially the right ones. Every time.
Big old.
And let's not, and for those who actually know El Dorado, that very famous scene where she was like, I got time, and move that hair to the side. Man. And then the Shaka Khan came and interrupted their session. He said, lucky God. That was a lucky God that day. I'm just saying. But
suck it.
Man. She had to fix the hair too. And he had messed up hair. But you know what? I had to give
that
two
was a honorable
holy mentions.
Schmoly moment.
He was like, oh. He was like, oh. Whoa!
I have to give That's, two that honorable was. Oh, y'all, because although I've gave you my top three, there was two individuals that kept coming around to me, but they fall in the furry category. So for all my furry lovers, let me help y'all out real quick. It's only two. I'm gonna start with number two, Lola Bunny. Simple. Lola Bunny, cute.
Very athletic. Cute.
That part. And number one, Roxanne from Goofy, Max's girl. Yeah.
Roxanne.
She's supposed Roxanne. To be a little girl.
Roxanne.
Hey, I was in high school profession.
No, man. I saw a video where somebody was talking about that part when freaking Max was daydreaming by Roxanne.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed her body like she had curves in the figure. That man said, she's supposed to be a little girl.
I think I know what you're talking about. She's a
child.
But that is my potties of the week. So yeah, so but we adults now, because we ain't Christian, we eat mac and cheese.
No craft. Fuck that blue box.
Nah, no craft.
Oh damn, I just thought of an honorable mention as well. Keita
from Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
See, and she she was on the list, because y'all, I got a list. Okay, y'all was a whole list. I have a list. Okay.
That white boy.
She was definitely on there. Even Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame. Like, this was a little bit difficult for me.
That gypsy pug.
Okay, well, all right. So this will be okay. So this will be you know what?
What's it?
Replace Mrs. Incredible. But the only reason why I say, I don't know. No. You know what? No, keep it as it is. Fuck it. Keep it as it is.
Yeah, man. Gotta keep some. Gotta have at least one MILF in there.
I agree. Oh man, I agree. Okay, all right. Okay, cool.
But yeah, so that's my hottie. So I say, gentlemen, let me know what you choose out of my three. Ladies too, because I mean, hell, some of us like to do like it both ways. I mean, shit. Let me know. Thanks. And although I may not be in the show, I am still going to be watching from the sidelines, and I will definitely chime in and make sure my words are put out for y'all. So love y'all much.
Mazel tov. All
right, now we can go ahead and get on with the JoJo's.
Let's go ahead, man. We out here, JoJo Part 1. What is a piece of media that was solely made to promote a video game, card game? You know, it was just solely to do that. But you became a big ass fan of it. I'm gonna go first. Mm-hmm. Man, tell y'all something, bro. I love Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay. I used to play it competitively. I was at a Yu-Gi-Oh! Club at school. I used to miss the bus at school just to go in the gym in the art room to play Yu-Gi-Oh! With my niggas. So you know what? Man, look at it. It's me right here. Please. And also another thing. I know it's not that well known, but there's another card game. It's an anime called Buddy Fight. It's another card kind of game. Another card based kind of anime. But I done watched every episode of this goddamn anime, and my bro found out that I was a fan of it. So my boy, all the way from Japan, when he was out there, he just got me a shit ton of these. I got a shit ton of Buddy Fight.
What's up?
Like, and the cards look dope. They look like that, you know? They look dope as shit. So it's like, and I actually started playing this game for real. I know how to play it. I got boxes, I got cards. Like, especially with Yu-Gi-Oh! I got the whole freaking pad. Like, this is hard.
It is hard.
But like this is real metal. But yeah, man, it definitely had. I mean, Digimon too, but Digimon was just solely just made to promote video games and toys, stuff like that. But like it got bigger and Digimon became a little bit more of a serious type of show. But at the same time, for us growing up, it wasn't really no serious show like that. It was just dope as shit. To us, it was like a more serious Pokemon.
That's facts.
Yeah, because if it was a more serious Pokemon, it felt like a more mature Pokemon. Because like when people were in danger, you actually felt like they were in danger, you know? And it's a lot of dark moments in Digimon too. Especially first season, especially with that. So
season three, dog. I'm sorry.
But I mean, like, same thing with Yu-Gi-Oh! Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Was dark as shit when it first came out. It still is dark. But at the same time, it's like, bruh. But man, it definitely for me, I got multiple, but for me, I'm gonna make this real quick. But when it comes to Kamen Rider and Super Sentai stuff, like Power Rangers type stuff, those were mostly made to promote toys too. Like especially with Rider stuff, they could give you the belt, all these different attachments, Power Rangers, you can get swords and all this other stuff. So it's like it's a common thing for Toku fans to say, hey, like Tokusatsu stuff is just a big toy commercial. Like you get called toy commercials all the time. But yeah, man, I got multiple stuff. For me, the most would have to be Yu-Gi-Oh! Because Yu-Gi-Oh! Shit comes out every month. And every stuff changes every month. So it's like new anime is being ready to come out. Like
new rules.
Yeah, new rules, new card types, new monsters.
Some like bullshit.
Like new shit. Made it to where I could take you out in my first turn, dog. And we could do that way. And we could do that freaking GX days. But yeah, never mind. Y'all go ahead.
So for me, in all honesty and fairness, even though I don't play this game like that no more, I remember being a huge fan of it, and that was Duel Masters.
That came back recently.
Duel Masters got a PS2 game that was hella fun, and I will forever remember it from hearing this one line. There was this kid in there named Trey, and he went up against this other dude named Marcus, and Marcus beat the dude in the duel. And Marcus looked at Trey. Now, mind you, Trey is the character you're supposed to be rooting for. Marcus looked at Trey and said, "Why don't you try playing solitaire? Maybe then you only lose to yourself." It's like,
God damn, man. You must have really beat me for you to say some shit like that. You must have really, like, whooped my ass. To say something like that.
That man said, "Why don't you try playing solitaire? Maybe then you only lose to yourself." I was like, oh,
and you go point at me? Oh, fuck
that. I was like, oh, dude, what the hell? That's good, bro. I was like, what the fuck, bro? But it was cool. Like I enjoyed it. Because the thing about the Duel Masters game was the fact of that, well, it taught you how to play. It didn't follow the anime, even though I believe they said Shobu was a hidden character you could unlock to use as, but I ain't try to do all that. I just like playing the game because each character represent their own element. You had Trey with nature, Rusty with fire, Lucas with light. I forgot what the chick's name with darkness, and there was this girl who used water. But it was cool. Another one would probably have to be I just had it. Zatch Bell had two games that came out. Momoto Fury, Momoto Battle.
I had Momoto Battle.
I had both. I had Momoto Fury, yeah. I had Momoto Battle, but I liked it. I liked the Momoto Fury. Momoto Fury was the one that actually depicted an actual battle on what a Momoto would look like. Whereas Momoto Battle was just a 2D fighting game.
Yeah.
It was a 2D fighting game. Like, I'm on this side, I'm on this side, I'm gonna beat your ass. But Momoto Fury was all about, let me get in this right spot to use this move. Let me get in this right spot to use this move. If I do it enough, I come up with the latest spell, and I can.
Oh, strategic.
It's very strategic, but strategic it is a RPG. Dope game. It's strategic, but it is a dope game. I love it. Shaman King, Power Spirits had a PS2 game, and even though it was not my cup of tea of a game, I just love Shaman King that much. So I was just say, I don't care how this game is, I don't play this game. Like dead ass, and I loved it. The fact that when you beat the entire game, you can do the entire game over as Zeke or Hal Asakura, and you can just one shot motherfuckers.
No,
like dead ass, bro. Like dead ass, bro. I love that. But yeah, that game was fire. I love that. But I think currently right now, but if I would have to talk about toys and things of that nature, when McDonald's gave us those silver figures of Dragon Ball Z characters, those were fucking everything.
How about the gold Pokemon?
Yeah, cards? The gold Pokemon cards.
I still have mine. I have a Togepi. I still have it.
I don't have understand. Mine. The Mighty Kids Meal had us really like, you know, with anything that came out of Toys Collections. Like, it you came, had to run to go get them homes.
It was like, it came in like a real, like, authentic, big-ass Pokeball that opened up automatically. It was like, yeah. It was like a golden nigga in there. I'm like, let's go.
Right. Like, for real. Like, that junk, like, that was dope. That was clean. I was like, damn. But the fact, but yeah, other than that, man, that, I would have to go with those.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let Lady A go, and I got one more.
All right. Okay, I'm at gamers, y'all, but you know, Spyro has both a movie and a TV show. But
it does?
Yes.
It has a movie and a TV show?
Yes. TV shows on Netflix. Yes. But as far as when I thought of this,
first time I heard this.
Google. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
The first thing that I think, because yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm thinking toys wise. I mean, I was about to say Elmo, because Elmo's pretty much created, or Mickey and Minnie. Come on now. They was created to create Disney and everything else. But I want to take y'all real back real quick. Disney had did the most OG thing that I still wish my grandma would have kept these bitches. Y'all remember when Disney had the matching plates and cups and shit that we had to collect?
You know how much money them bitches worth? Remember the mugs?
My grandma had that, you know, that big ass cabinet that you see with the glass or whatever, collections. Oh, I wish she still had those.
Fine, China.
Man.
I had a Pegasus one.
Oh,
from
Hercules?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Yeah, I had the Pegasus plate. I used to stay eating chicken nuggets and fries on that plate.
Exactly.
Chicken nuggets and fries,
nigga.
Chicken nuggets and fries,
yeah, yeah.
Y'all.
Let's go. What sauce you had?
Yeah, man.
Honey mustard.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Delish.
Man, we had all kind of... I can't even... Lion King's the first thing that came in because she had two rows of Lion Kings.
Can you feel the
princesses.
Love?
Princesses. Man, princesses, and I mean, I'm sure Hercules is up there because I think one of them had the singing, the four girls that was singing on it.
Yeah,
like,
the muse.
There we go. Yeah, that's the first thing. That's not a toy. That's something that you just do not touch. Like, if you still have that, you must keep that in the most premium condition.
Because that shit is a lot. Yeah, that shit is a lot of money.
Man, they pay those now.
I wish people would understand that if we kept these things, they could be worth a fortune someday.
Yes,
bro. That's why that's why every time my mom saw that I had something, she was like, "Keep it, because it might be worth something someday."
Like my Togepi, I don't know if I ever want to get rid of that golden Pokemon card, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was this when I had it, man. I was baby.
Knee has a grasshopper.
Like, for real. But, hey, also, nah, man. Beyblade. Bro. Beyblade came out. They was everywhere.
You want to know something funny, though? I owned almost all the toy kid stuff, but I never had a Beyblade and I never had a Bakugan. But I wasn't. But that came around time where I kind of left out of the toy shit. I stopped caring about Bakugan. But Beyblade, I always wanted one, but I never got one.
Man, I had fake Beyblades. I had the real ones. I had a big box of them. I had a stadium. I had like four or five different freaking launchers. Like, I was sure, I was watching the anime. I was battling people in my damn neighborhood. Like, I had like four or five niggas. I didn't even know. Come on, man. Hey, man, play. Let's fucking go. Then I beat your ass. Like, that's how it was. Like, I was, man.
Hey, forgot your Beyblade.
He said, where your Dragoon at, bitch? He ain't got no Bit Beast.
Wrong bitch. Fool. I ain't got Dragoon. I got Dronzer. What's up?
I got a big ass turtle on your ass. Do this. One Beyblade that I never got, though. I wanted it. So it was a limited edition Beyblade. It was a fox. His beast was a fox, and the Beyblade was orange and like a gray. The beast was a fox, though, and this Beyblade could spin on water.
Yeah.
And it appeared in the anime as a bad guy, but I get fucked. I wanted it. And it
of course you did.
And it, but the thing about it is, I didn't start liking foxes until like ninth grade. Well, no, eighth grade. But still, I wanted that Beyblade so bad. I could never find that motherfucker. I had like 12 Beyblades. I was like, fuck all y'all. I want that fox.
Bro. But
But yeah, we went on here and took a trip down memory lane. All right, let's go ahead and move on to this next one.
All right, y'all, we're gonna move on to JoJo Part 2, which is what is a Disney.
Disney.
I'm sorry to fuck up, like to hear more, but what is a Disney / Pixar movie that you watched one time and never wanted to watch again? You just weren't interested. I'm going to tell you mine. I'm gonna tell you my Disney one. I'm gonna tell you my Pixar one. Fucking Tangled. I watched Tangled one time. I ain't give a fuck about that movie. My favorite character was the horse because he was a dick. He ain't give a easy. That was my favorite character, was the horse.
Understood.
The thing about, and Pixar wise, that new movie about the kid who's a monster, and wait, whenever he comes to the surface, he looks human. I forgot what
Luca.
Movie. Luca, yeah. I watched that one time. I ain't give a fuck about it after that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, for me, Disney wise, I only had to watch Frozen one time. I don't have to watch it again.
I gotta watch Frozen 2.
No, fuck, I don't.
Hey, it's got fight in it.
I don't care.
Yeah, I like two better than one. No, I don't. It was too much singing. It was way too much singing in two.
I'm glad you told me, because now I'm damn sure not going to watch it.
Way too much singing. They had a whole scene where they took back to like Boys and Men, and they had the what's the name singing in the background. Yeah, it was too much. Hey.
Boys to Men.
The only scene, I liked in that movie where Elsa was running to the fucking ocean and she was fighting the ocean. That's
yeah, that was dope.
She was training her fucking ice powers. That was it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. Let's see. Are you done, GT?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I didn't care for Peter Pan when it comes to Disney. I fucking love Peter Pan.
Oh.
I love Tinkerbell, but I do not care for Peter Pan. Now, Pixar. I had to really think about this one because I couldn't remember the name of it. That's just how much I didn't care for it.
They say Cars.
But I don't think that was... No, I liked it, Cars. I don't think it was Pixar. The Black Cauldron?
Oh, what?
The OG. The OG one of the first start Disney movies, huh?
That was my shit!
I didn't care for that one. There was one other one I can think of. I've been trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. It was underrated.
It also fucked up Disney. Like, Black Cauldron did so bad in the box office that it almost killed the Disney movie making shit.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think of the other one.
You know what? Now I think about it. Sleeping Beauty. I don't need to watch Sleeping Beauty a whole bunch of times. Okay, that's cool. That's what's up.
Nah, Sleeping Beauty.
Nigga, Toy Story Lady 4.
A, don't you start.
Look here.
Go ahead.
Lady A, don't you start.
I turn every Disney movie into a sing-along if you ever watch Disney in front of me. And Sleeping Beauty is much as... It really wasn't that much singing in so-called with it. The very part where she's in the forest singing, me and my brother got them octaves on key, okay?
Bro. Okay, that scene was too goddamn long for me. I'm like, God damn, y'all still going? Mm-hmm. When she's singing with the prince? Oh, God damn, man. For me, it was definitely Toy Story 4. It was an unnecessary-ass movie, and it made me hate Bonnie.
Mm.
It made me hate that child, man.
Lost. In the Black Cauldron, they estimated financial loss was $21 million. That's a lot.
Yeah, back then.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a lot of money, and they almost killed the whole Disney making movies thing.
See, I would say that too. So, but it's an OG, Rescuers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, with Chip and Dale.
Rescuers. No.
Oh, you talking about? Oh, you talking about the mice? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was Disney. I didn't know that was Disney.
Yeah.
I think that's Disney. Yeah.
I think it was.
Disney. That's Disney.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that was Disney.
That was Disney because I watched it and it was like something cute to watch, but it was something I just wanted to watch again.
Okay.
Maybe like three of them.
Okay, so maybe the OG Rescuers, but the Rescuers down under. with that, boy, with that big ass eagle, bro.
Yeah, that was
dope. Fucking gold.
I love that movie. That movie was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
For me it would have to be I think another one for me is Lion King 2. Even though Kovu was my nigga. All right. Kovu came out number one favorite character in Lion King Mythos. And the music and the beginning song, like He Lives in You, like that song. Oh,
that
fucking,
shit.
That song's fucking beautiful. Awesome. Like all the Christians love that song. So, because for real, just think about it. Like the lyrics of the damn song.
My song in that one was Deception. What's it called?
Oh, not one of us.
That one.
Oh, kicking Kovu out Pride Rock.
Man, I played it like it's on my shuffle playlist.
The goddamn zebras.
Man, bro.
Had monkeys throwing shit at him. But
Not monkeys throwing shit at him.
I know.
You sure it was rocks? Cause them shit shattered.
Hey, you throw hard enough. Hey man, that's such thing as dirt rocks. You know.
Really? Okay. I liked it, Bug's Life though.
A Bug's Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't do that good.
It didn't do that good, but mm-hmm. I liked it.
I'm glad it don't got a sequel. That movie's good for what Loki. It is.
Yeah, but we're not talking about sequels.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, it was good for what it is, but it
got a show though. It got something to spin off. Yeah, it's something to spin off of Bug's Life. I just can't remember what it was.
It got a video game.
Yeah.
That too.
But that ain't nothing phenomenal because Pixar had a horrible habit of doing that. Every time a movie came out, you always had to make a video game about it, and the video game weren't always that good.
Yeah, nah. And then the whole video game just goes off everything that happened in the movie.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, okay.
I mean, they the gave us extra stuff. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, they gave us some extra stuff, and that's fine. I'm not upset about that. But still, Pixar had a horrible habit of making video games out of their movies.
Hey, man, I got one. Incredibles 2. I watched it. I have tried to watch it. Okay, when I watched it the first time, loved it. But after that, I'm just like, it was funny. All the Jack moments was fucking hilarious because that's a broken child. That boy was definitely broken. And like all and the cute little, you know, a relationship he got with Edna. But then at the same time, I don't know, man. I just can't bring myself to watch it no more.
No, I can't either. But you know, when you had kids, you're forced to watch things that, you know, you don't care to watch. So I can't tell you how many times I've seen it. But yeah.
Hey. At least it's something fun. It ain't super kitty. You know?
I have my limits. But yes. Nick. Next JoJo, let's go. All
right, man. We're gonna move on to JoJo Part 3, which is, what is an item or an animal companion from any form of from any media that you would like to have?
Give me the lamp.
From Aladdin?
Yes. Give me the lamp. Give me the lamp.
You want some GD action?
Uh-huh. The first thing I'm wish for, give me Toon Force.
You want to do some deep? What you going to do with all two wishes?
I think about it, but give me Toon Force.
No, how about you just say, like, just go get your other two wishes out of the way first, and then make the Toon Force your last wish.
Okay, cool. How about you do, like, what, you know, my daughter says, and write your wishes all on one sheet of paper, and just say, my one wish is to make all these wishes come true.
Wow. That child is an evil villain that's going to take over the world.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yo,
that Genie gonna try to spin that. Genie gonna try to spin that shit though.
No, he ain't.
But it's
no,
one he's wish. Not. That's my one wish. That is the most detailed wish that I have. That's all that is. A very detailed wish.
I'm just saying, but they Genie's a crafty.
He said he only got three rules. They ain't none of them.
Right.
Death, love, and what's the other one?
He can't bring people back from the dead.
Yeah. So yeah, death, love, and I forgot the third one.
Right. That's it. if we two. Are if mm-hmm. we if we are following,
oh, you can't wish for more wishes. That was all.
Yeah, you can't wish for more wishes. Of course you can't. Yeah. But what Lady A is saying is, I'm gonna write these wishes down. I can write as many wishes as I want on this paper, and all I gotta do is just hand you this paper and say, I wish for you to grant me all those mm-hmm. wishes on that paper.
Because that's technically your one wish, is what you say, right? Not what you write,
right? That's so, one,
and then you grant all them wishes. Now you got you still got two left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna do my last one. I'm like, hey, man, you free, get by it.
Right, exactly. I will set you free.
I got all I wanted after that.
Right, I will set you free. But like I said, I want Toon Force, because with Toon Force, I can do anything.
Mm.
Like, real talk. With Toon Force, I can do anything, and I do mean anything. As long as it's like some kind of comedic way, like if it makes me laugh, I'm gonna do it. But my shit's gonna be kind of fucked up because I got a fucked up sense of humor. So, So yeah, it like I said, give me the lamp. And the thing about it is, if I get the lamp, I can have whatever item or animal companion that I want from anything.
Very true.
You know what? Even though I'm a big ass dude, give me Falcor from Neverending Story.
Yeah. You're a little too heavy, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going down.
Ooh, I just thought of another OG movie I forgot about. But yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, lady? The Page Master.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey. Which one? Which one?
Oh, the original. What you mean?
Nah, I'm saying which book are you? Which book?
I don't know.
You want horror, fantasy, or adventure? Which book you want?
I don't know.
I feel like you want fantasy because of Whoopi Goldberg.
Maybe.
Are you looking like that, Spike? Why are you looking like that?
I have. When you said Whoopi Goldberg, I thought about a movie that I got reminded of about her, but she was a buddy cop. It was a buddy cop movie. But her partner was named Teddy the Dinosaur.
I remember it.
And the movie got pushed. And the movie got pushed to like cassette. It never came out in theaters. But mm-hmm. She was a cop, but her partner was a dinosaur nigga named Teddy.
Yeah.
And, so he looked like the dinosaur animatronics from the show Dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but y'all go ahead. My bad. That's just clipped in my. You said Whoopi Goldberg. I'm thinking Whoopi Goldberg and the dinosaur. Whoopi niggas ass.
But as far as animal wise, I'ma always say I want Key Lala.
I knew you was gonna go with Key Lala for Inuyasha.
A companion for life, because that helps her not dying. She can go small and she can go big, and we can fly. Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you. That would be fire. Like in all honesty.
Yeah, fire. She got fire on her feet when she flies.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the fact that she's just like so adorable, but then transformed to this ferocious beast.
Like, if anybody fuck with me or my kids, anybody, whatever, and I'll be having this little be like, hey, Kilala.
you just you turn to a ball of fire. Yeah, what's good, nigga?
And then just because I have her, it will make me rich as fuck. Because if not, the government gonna try to take her from me. I can make money off of her ass. Cause I can give you rides. She could just be for show. Hell. Or no, I lied. No, I won't. Cause if I had Key Lala for real, y'all wouldn't even know I had Key Lala. I just thought about it. I'd be gone somewhere.
Hey man, let me get all this meat. You know all this meat for? You just turn around, Key Lala and her big form just throw a whole fucking cook.
That's the thing, Key Lala gonna be home.
Yeah,
she's just going.
She gonna become a myth.
Mm-hmm. You wanna know something funny though? What is I'm thinking about when it comes to that? What is Key Lala?
Yeah, she a cat or a fox, or is she like a mixture of both?
She a cat.
Yeah.
But the tail,
Or
it's more. Yeah. Oh, it's just more tails.
I
feel like cats with tails like that.
Yeah, but I feel like she a mixture of both.
That made me look good.
I feel like I would like, say because when she turned her big form, it's like you know she go saber too tied. I actually,
I would say let's agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey man, y'all go see mine coming. Well, with the animal compare, y'all go see mine coming.
What white fox you want?
I ain't gonna say it yet.
What white fox you want?
Let me do my damn item first, motherfucker. I want the invisibility cloak
from Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter. Oh, a gift from death himself.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh god.
Yeah. It was literally created for death not to be able to for death not be able to see you. Oh damn, she a cat. Damn. Yeah. Cat David. All right.
Still adorable.
Still adorable. Mm-hmm. I still take it. But yeah, man, I want the invisibility cloak. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. I'm gonna use that. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I'm gonna have to keep it here. All the people that can use it is me and my mama.
What the hell? Girl.
Yeah.
I don't think I would get it, mama.
Mm-mm.
Mama. See, if I get anybody else, they gonna go out and do a bunch of nefarious acts.
Who's to say what your mama gonna do when she invisible? She gonna be right behind you. You never know.
I'll hear her. You know what? Because she could be giggling and laughing. She can't stay quiet when she's sneaking and doing stuff. She's going to be giggling and shit.
She's going to be standing in your room. You're going to think you all by your lonesome. You're going to pull out that lotion and you're going to be like, you know what?
First of all, I don't use lotion. Second of all, for that.
No comment.
Second of all, I barely do that. Third of all, I don't know. I mean, I just want it. I just think it's like it's somebody else's shit. At first, I was thinking I want a golden snitch, but that bitch fly away.
That
bitch fly away.
You gotta catch it first. You know how fast that bitch is.
Hey, it wasn't.
If you want to go to snitch, a snitch. If you gonna want to go to switch, you gonna have to get a broom. Catch it.
You said it right the first time.
Oh well, yeah. You gonna have to get a fast ass broom for 3,000 to catch it.
Yeah, it did miss 3,000. But
ask your fair mark.
But yeah, I want as an animal companion, I want a shiny Riolu
Pokemon.
Yeah, The pre-evolved version of the pre-evolved to Lucario. And the reason why I want a Riolu and a shiny Lucario is yellow. It's like a bright shimmering yellow. So the reason why I picked Lucario, that's my number one favorite Pokemon of all fucking time. And second of all, if I have him as a Riolu, you know, the only way to make a Riolu evolve into Lucario is to have a very deep friendship with him. The higher the friendship, the more he love you, he evolved. So, yep. And I think it'd be really cute. Cause I feel like he's a fighting type. So I come home one day and I can see he punched a hole in the wall. And now he's sad. And he's looking at me like, I'm like, it's okay, bro. We'll patch it up. Okay? We won't teach you how to walk around anger. But yeah, man, I want a Riolu. I want a shiny Riolu.
Okay.
I mean, if we're talking about Pokemon campaigns, I definitely would like a Growlithe / Arcanine.
Yeah, get you a big ass lion dog.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Pokemon has literally said that he is a legend in China. I fucks with that.
Yeah, he was considered a legendary.
Mm-hmm. He's considered a legendary in China. I love that. That's dope.
He has a mural where it's like him and the legendary birds, and people was like, "Oh shit, that's Arcanine." Yeah, but yeah,
I love Arcanine.
But yeah,
we said that part.
Yeah.
Another item I think I want. I want a fucking I would like it's gonna be outrageous. Everybody I'm gonna do an outrageous one, but I want an Iron Man suit.
Want the Omnitrix.
Oh yeah.
I want the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay.
We all say about right. Hey.
Okay.
These are all broken items, by the way. Like, I mean, I'm the weakest one here, but we're all broken items.
Exactly. Next.
All right. We're going to move on to JoJo Part 4, which is name some movies that didn't need no goddamn sequel. I'm going to say it right now. Toy Story should have stopped at 3. Fuck 4.
If you want my honest opinion, it should. It, like I'm sorry, but if you want my honest opinion, it should have just stopped at 2.
Loki.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm okay with 3. But I feel like if it stopped at 2, that would have been a nice farewell.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... I feel you, but I do feel like it stopped at 3, but it'd be good if it just stopped at 3 because it gave like a definitive ending. It showed that Eddie moved on, went to college, and the toys is somewhat safe and they chilling. And the last words of Woody is like, so long, partner. That's dope. You should have ended it right there.
That is dope, but that's...
And I wouldn't hate this child so much.
The thing about Toy Story is this. Your toys are going to live forever, no matter what you do, unless they get fucked up. But yeah, your toys are going to live forever. You're going to grow. You're going to grow old. You're going to die. If your toy is still in mint condition, they are still there. They will miss you and yada, 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 all of this shit. But the reason why I felt like 2 would have been perfect. Yeah, I understand the so long partner and everything. That was dope. Very sentimental. All of the junk. But all I'm saying is this when it comes to Toy Story 2. Because here's the thing. The first movie was about Buzz realizing I'm a toy.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Woody realizing I was an icon.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care what no one says. I am Andy's toy. I am no one else's toy. I am Andy's toy.
Mm-hmm.
And I will forever be Andy's toy. Same thing with Buzz. Andy and Buzz, like real talk, Woody and Buzz, duke it out.
Yep.
But this was Buzz realizing I'm a toy. I am a child's plaything.
The fuck out of me.
Right, but this child loves me. And that's the thing about it. Like, you should just let Andy stay a kid, like in my honest opinion. You should just let Andy stay a kid. Like real talk. I understand, you know, Toy Story 3 was the whole aspect of the main dynamic of the group grew up. Mm-hmm. Y'all grew up with us, so Andy's growing up with y'all too. So
he passed it makes it.
A lot. Right, yeah. So you passed the torch, even though you passed the torch horribly.
Yeah. Very.
I love Bonnie in 3. He was adorable. But then 4 came along and turned into a man, mother. God damn.
God damn.
She was neglectful as hell. What the fuck was a Forky?
You leave
Forky
alone. Fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga.
I almost said something. That's not right. Yeah, y'all remember a movie called Lake Placid?
Why does it sound so familiar?
It's an alligator, crocodile, whatever the hell type of movie.
That was my shit.
The most iconic scene was grandma fed that motherfucker that cow.
Yep. Mm. It was an old lady feeding this alligator, and she just kept feeding until he got fucking huge.
Huge. That one did not need a sequel. That sequel was trash.
It had a sequel.
It had a number 2. And the number 2 looked worse than number 1. Like, it looked like y'all was in the animation and y'all was trying to do shit with the computer to make the alligator look like an alligator, but it just looked like a video game. I didn't like it.
I feel that.
I didn't like it.
Okay, so here's the thing. Although it's not a direct sequel, anything after, and yes, I don't care. I'm going to include it. Anything after Home Alone 3 did not deserve to be made.
Loki.
Because here's the thing.
Especially the reboot. What the fuck was that?
Because here's the thing. A lot of people did not like Home Alone 3. But I'm not about to sit up here and act like Home Alone 3 wasn't better than any of these other dumpster fires that were made. Four or five. There are six. There's six.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know there was a four.
Four, five, and six.
They should have left that one.
Only reason why I watched six is because they did a couple of nods to the OG Home Alone. The kid is actually living with a security system that says McAllister Security System. Kevin is the leader of Homeland Security, and he is still prank calling Buzz, who is a cop.
Yeah.
Buzz picked up the phone and said, "Kevin, stop prank calling me, you little trout sniffer."
And not he hung,
right,
and that's your
right.
damn brother. Like,
he just not trout sniffer.
Yeah, but remember, brother, he said that in Home Alone 2, when Buzz did something during the whole Christmas play, and Buzz was trying to plead his case to the family. You know, he was kissing ass, but then he went up to Kevin and said, "Beat that, you little trout sniffer."
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, anything after Home Alone 3 did not need to be made.
Ooh. Did y'all know there was a Cinderella 3?
Why?
Animated? Yes.
I've seen two. And I've seen three.
You know what? You know what?
No. You know what pissed me off?
I'ma fucking say it. You know what? I'ma fucking say it. And I'm just be real with it. We did not need a Mulan 2.
We did. I forgot that even existed.
It was
We did it. No, you're right.
We did not need a Mulan 2. It was literally the movie of Mushu trying to keep Mulan and Shang apart.
But it was the movie of the three other ones finding love.
Yeah. They found some girls that was like
good for them, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But see,
and that's why I have the same feelings towards
good for Ping and good for Chinpo. Good for them. Yeah. But what we not gonna do is we not gonna turn this into a false song for imaginary friends incident, where in the movie Mushu was cool as fuck, but in this next one, this next iteration, he a whole asshole.
Nah, he was. For
sure. Blue Regard, Q Kazoo, I'm looking at you, you bastard.
You're right about that. But see, and that's the thing in Cinderella 3, it gave, I won't say not everybody deserves a happily ever after. But in Cinderella 3, it gave the sisters. Both the sisters.
Oh, okay.
Gotta have it ever after.
They got some D?
Yeah, they got some D. I want to say both of them.
Like, bro, nobody. Okay, if you want my. Okay, also another thing, and I don't care, just kind of stretching it and things of that nature, but I don't think any of the Descendants movies needed to be made.
Descendants. Disney?
It's Disney. It's three movies about
Mike. Oh no, I already know what Descendants is. Especially them last two. If they was gonna make it, they could have.
Concept's dope though. Concept is dope.
But listen, it would have been better if it was a show, not a movie. What the fuck?
it does have a show.
It is a show.
Concept is dope. This is how you know I don't watch current Disney. I'm all for my nostalgia. This is how you know I don't watch current Disney.
But it does.
I watch current Disney, but it's animated movies. Other than that, I really don't watch those shows.
I'm
still sitting up here watching Disney Channel original movies. I'm still watching Brink, Luck of the Irish, and
me too.
The 13th Year and all them other things. Like, I love those movies. Even though they were campy and corny as hell, it was my childhood.
Hey, 13th Year was my childhood. Shit. I watched that every time.
That one.
Brink will forever be a classic to me.
Is Brink the one with Smart Guy?
No.
Brink was a skateboarder movie.
Yeah, the skateboarders.
Which is the one with T and Tamara, where the smart guy kid creates a clone, and I believe it's T and Tamara. I think it's that one.
I know what you're talking about, and it doesn't have anything to do with clones. It's about them turning their grandparents young again, and it's called 17 Again.
That one, yes. There's one that's 17 Again.
And then
another one.
And their parents look, their grandparents look like them.
Yeah.
It's another one. I'm confused. Somebody was turned into a clone. I just can't remember.
Oh, it was about the kid who made a clone of himself, and his clone was like smart as shit.
Okay. Not the white kid. Nah. I'm going to find it. Dang it. Because now I'm thinking about it. But yeah, Disney used to be the OG. When you saw that working there jumping around doing the splits or whatever, it's and that moving thing. A Disney Channel movie. I'm excited.
It's time for a Disney Channel movie.
Man.
Oh, one movie I'm glad. I'm kind of mad that it is getting a sequel. It's Good Burger.
I mean, it's getting a sequel to Good Burger. It's already out. It's on Paramount Plus. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not gonna judge it. And the sad thing is, I feel like I'm gonna like it automatically because it's got Keenan and Kel in it.
Yeah, it's original cast.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I don't know what else didn't need a sequel. I feel like Cars didn't need a sequel.
Mm-hmm. I like Cars though.
I like Cars 1, but I feel I don't know, man. I think Mater just got his own movie because, you know,
it's Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, and also Mater was a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, well, going off topic a little bit, a spinoff that shouldn't happen with Planes.
Man, you know damn well. Anywho.
The fuck was that? Planes.
Planes. Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
Marty McFly.
Literally.
It's too many Back to the Future movies.
See, and this it was called Genius with the guy. I guess I got it confused. But Up Up and Away was pretty dope though.
Yeah. But I'm also trying to sit up here and think about sequels.
One movie I kind of wanted to have a sequel was Sky High.
I wanted Up Up in the Way to have a sequel.
Okay.
Like, real talk, I don't care how campy or corny it is. I wanted to see the main character get his powers because they were hinting that he was gonna get that. They were hinting that he was gonna get that. Yeah, he's a late bloomer. Like, I was waiting on that, but I understand, you know.
An all black family? An all black family of superheroes?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. Their weakness
was stupid. But
it was a kids movie.
But I know back then it was funny. Back then it was funny, but now it's like aluminum foil.
But 101 Dalmatians didn't need a sequel.
It didn't.
It didn't need a show.
No.
It has a show.
I know, it didn't need it.
Yeah, it didn't need a show.
And it has. Well,
and you talked about three of the puppies and a chicken.
Yeah.
That part.
And you got nerd to call 101 Dalmatians.
That part.
Barely ever saw any of the puppies.
Aladdin didn't need a sequel either. There's three different, I want to say three or four.
So here's my thing. I'm biased because I actually like the lore of Aladdin. The fact that you found out his dad was the king of thieves.
That one was cool. Return of Jafar was enough for me.
Or the fact that there was an Aladdin TV show and the main antagonist you found out was Aladdin's brother.
Yeah.
What was his name? Malachi or some BS like that? Mm-hmm.
He had the power of this gauntlet. And everything we took off, he would always say, like, the gauntlet, we need it. He put it on all aggressive and shit. And but he took it off, his hand was skeleton. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck is this? This guy sucks.
Yep.
Right. I don't really think, like, because like I said, Mulan didn't need one. Halloween Town didn't need any other movies. Okay, don't get me wrong. Three. No, you kept the original cast. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But that next one?
The fourth one?
No.
It's a whole new girl. Y'all recasted the main girl.
She said Halloween Town. Hocus Pocus did not need to come back.
What did?
Hocus Pocus.
I've seen the sequel. It was...
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen sequel yet.
I'm just letting you know, it feels shorter.
That too.
But it's corny and not the good kind.
Mm-mm. They didn't need a sequel. They didn't need to bring them back.
Was there even a nod to anything in the first one? Like, did we see anyone
other than
from the
same characters? Other than the same three witches?
I mean, of course you would have to bring back the same three witches. You would have to bring them back.
Everybody else is different. Everybody else is different. In the same town, of course, but everybody else is different. Like, they pretty much brought it to, like, new age. Like, new age.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
and the three main girls, like three main like main character girls, are fucking annoying. So,
for real,
High School Musical should stop at one. Like me, I don't care.
No, I agree.
High School Musical should stop at one.
It got three movies, right?
Yes,
it got three movies and a show.
Yes, it should stop at one.
High School Musical, the musical. That's right. That's David's song. What?
I'm finna break a spine.
I mean, at least I like, for me, I like how three ended. It ended with them graduating and ending the shit, which was fine to me. But the getting the show, I saw it coming, but it shouldn't happen. I'm fine with it stopping at three, because the movies went down their high school years. So it's like, okay,
Raven's Home was unnecessary.
Yeah, they're still going too.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus.
But damn. I actually did like the spinoff of Boy Meets World, of Girl Meets World.
Here's my problem with Girl Meets World. You are depending too much on your old cast. You are depending too much on your old cast. And I'm just being real with you. Depended too much on the old cast of Boy Meets World to carry your show. You depended too much on that because you literally brought everybody back.
I mean, they
brought everybody back. You brought Corey, Sean, Topanga, even Angela. I think the only person you did not bring back in Girl Meets World was Rachel, the red-haired roommate that used to live with Eric and Jack. That was the only person I feel like you did not bring back. But you brought back everybody else.
They had some nice little life lessons, though. I mean, look,
that's cool. That's fine. I ain't upset with it. It's just that you relied too much on your old cast. You did it for shock factor. There was even that time you even rejuvenated that one storyline where Eric decided not to adopt the kid. He did not adopt Tommy, but Tommy went to a very lovely, loving family. They reunited. Hip hip hooray.
Yeah.
But still. But still, I'm okay with it. Now, mind you, I didn't watch it because here's the thing. Boy Meets World, we grew up with them kids, okay?
Facts.
We literally grew up with them kids.
Big facts.
But Girl Meets World was, I feel like it was more on the lines of a nostalgia grabber. Because if it was not a nostalgia grabber, you wouldn't rely on your old cast like that.
How do you feel about the new iCarly then?
I haven't watched it.
Okay, so here's the thing with me. I want to watch it. I want to watch it because the new iCarly is meant for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant for the people who watched it as kids. There's cussing. There's a lot of other stuff going on.
There's a lot of adult stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Freddy's story is fucked up. It ain't fucked up, but it's like Freddy got married and he got a daughter now. And then his wife got divorced. And now he has custody over his daughter. And now he's trying to, now after all this shit, he's trying to get with Carly now. I'm like,
yep.
All right. And then Carly, full-on social media influencer now, when she got a black best friend and, you know, like she got a whole ass job. It's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, but here's another thing though, like, because I will say this about iCarly continuation. Y'all did great, even though Sam was not involved. Y'all did great, even though Sam was not involved, and I appreciate that. That was a dope move.
The whole cast like talked to her about it, everything. They all still cool with each other, so.
Right, absolutely. Jeanette McCurdy and Miranda Cosgrove, they still cool. I mean, they literally said, well, actually, they told that to the creator of, they told that to the actor who played Gibby and Sam. They said the door is always open.
Yeah.
They said the door is always open. You didn't want to do it again, but too bad it got canceled.
Yeah.
What, iCarly show?
Yes.
The new one?
Bro, and you want to know what's even more messed up? It got canceled on the episode where we were going to finally get to see Carly's mom.
Yeah, we never did see their parents.
Because
we saw their granddad.
No, we saw her dad.
That's it.
No, we saw her dad.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So dad.
We saw their grandfather.
I could have sworn we saw her dad.
No, we saw her dad.
I could have sworn we saw her dad.
He was about to take her home.
I thought it was their granddad. She decided,
No, that was the granddad that tried to take her home, but I know that her dad showed up. No, I believe her dad showed up in the final episode because that's why Carly left.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, she was getting ready to go to another school.
Right.
Yeah. So the grandpa and the dad showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the grandpa and dad showed up, but we never showed them up. Okay, so basically, apparently, in the finale of iCarly, before it got canceled, because they say it's canceled, before iCarly got canceled, it was something going on to where like Carly and Freddie were planning somebody else's wedding, but then there was like they can't do the wedding anymore. So it was like, nah, we need to have a wedding today. And Freddie was like, fuck it, it's my chance. But then somebody came walking through the door, and all you see Carly say was, "Mom," and then it fades to black. And then as soon as it ended, I think like a week later, it said iCarly got canceled. I was like, mother. Because the thing about it is, if you have a Walmart Plus account, you automatically get Paramount Plus. That's why I was like, mother. Because I finally got Walmart Plus. I'm like, okay, I can watch this. I'm like, motherfucker, come on. Now I don't want to watch it. Now it's canceled.
That's ruined. It ruins the experience.
Yes, it ruins the experience. Like, bro, I don't want to watch it now. Now it's canceled.
Yeah, that's my reason for not watching a lot of some anime. I'm just like,
Jesus. Yep. Well, y'all even hurt my soul.
Well, do y'all got any other stuff that didn't need a sequel? You know, before we wrap up today for tonight's festivities.
Nah, I think we done.
Yep.
Some stuff I'm glad that didn't get a sequel. Hercules. I'm glad it didn't get a sequel. It's good for what it is. But yeah.
It didn't get a sequel, but it got a show.
It got a show. Mm-hmm. And the show was actually good. And it had a crossover with Aladdin. Dope.
Yep.
But yeah, y'all. We out of here. This has been your favorite three. And we're going to see y'all next time. But before we go, make sure if you made it this far in the podcast, kudos to you. You go. Thank you, Jason. But also, we're gonna see y'all next Friday, man. Also, remember, Lady A may not be here in the flesh, but she gonna be in the verse. Okay? She gonna be here. She ain't gone nowhere. This is our friend. This is our sister. We love this woman. She gonna be here. We still gonna keep in touch with her. Talk to her every fucking day, okay? We gonna do that. But when the time comes, she gonna pop up like toast on your ass. She will be back. But we love y'all. Appreciate y'all for coming out. I'm saying my outro. Appreciate y'all for coming out. If you made it this far, thank you. Also, hit that like button, share, subscribe. If you see it in this video, and the annotation comes up, please watch another one. Because that's how the algorithm works. And it also lets YouTube know that our videos and shit is worth caring about. All right. All our description, go down there in that description box. Go down there, description box. Hit up all them links, everything down there. Ain't nothing spicy down there, but it's something cool. But yeah, we gonna see y'all next time for another episode of Rare Breaks Podcast. I'm gonna let my homies do the outro before they walk through the portal and get on the bus. After you get off.
All right, y'all. It's been fun. And although I'm be done for tonight, I will return better and brighter than before. So understand that, you know, although these hands have so much power, so much to hold.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you got to relieve the pressure before you fold. Just realize I will return.
More powerful than you ever could imagine.
Well, all right, y'all. Y'all already know I'm about to say another podcast done, another Realm Broken. Thank y'all for coming out. Appreciate y'all. As always, you know, like, comment, share, subscribe, all of the good shit, what my bro said over here. And you know what? I can't even really say much. Lady A, we are truly going to miss you. Like, ever since you came through, you have really done a lot for this podcast. You've done a lot for us, you know. And we really appreciate you and everything of that nature. And we really hope that everything works out for you so you can come back, like you said, bigger, better, and stronger. But yeah, y'all, we finna go ahead. We finna get on up out of here. And as always, never forget that we are a realm break. So remember to keep breaking all the realms.
And fucking the multiverse up.
One at a motherfucking meter.
And we will catch you guys in the next one. And we out. Peace.
Abuga.